Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, big deal, no big deal. All right, so let me do this one first because I mentioned, listen, if you're a newly divorced dad and you got school-age kids, the one thing you probably came across that helped you, especially when it came to lunches, was something called Lunchables. Have you ever had a Lunchable?
No, I have not.
Have you seen them? Have you seen Lunchables?
Yes. I have respect for myself as a human enough to not eat a Lunchable.
No, but I mean, listen, I mean, call me a bad dad, but when I first got divorced and my kids were like going to school and I had to make four lunches, the easiest thing to do was go to the store and grab like six boxes of Lunchables.
Like,
It's got the processed turkey. It's got the little Capri Sun drink. It's got the crackers. It's got a little snack. So,
do we still have the box of Capri Suns still in here
from
one of the Fourier challenges?
But there's a consumer report activist group that is trying to get rid of Lunchables from schools. Okay. So there are some schools that, like, they already had them. They were serving Lunchables to the kids. Now they're saying that they're not healthy. There's too much salt, and quote, Lunchables are not healthy. Are not a healthy option for kids and shouldn't be allowed on the menu as part of the National School Lunch Program. Big deal, no big deal.
No big deal at the end of the day.
For you.
Well, how about this then?
Yeah, it's no big deal
for
you. That's personal to me.
Wait a minute, though. Why don't we do this?
Huh?
Billy, as the parent of a young'un who eventually will have to have a lunch made for them whenever they go to kindergarten or whatever, where do you stand on the Lunchables?
I'll just make them a homemade Lunchable.
Okay.
Because they have Tupperware containers with four or five little compartments, I'll build my own.
Okay, all now right, remember, the tease was newly divorced dads.
Oh, yeah, no, there will
newly
be.
Newly divorced dads.
Right, plus I only have one.
And you have
lunch a day, then I have an issue.
If you have four I don't want this daddy, I don't want that daddy. Go to the back
then
of the
stop.
Supermarket. Go to the back. No, and go grab a Lunchable. And nobody's going to starve. Just go grab a Lunchable.
That seems really expensive, though.
Listen, it was just
get that NFL money.
Again,
yeah, exactly. He stands on
guys,
his wallet.
Who's
and he's
got my NFL? Who's got my NFL money?
You
Who
have
does?
Some of
not
it. Not
me.
All of it.
No, I don't.
No, I just
no,
looked
nobody,
it up.
It's not in this pocketbook.
16 million career earnings.
Please.
That's what the internet says.
Stop it. Okay.
The internet says your net worth is like $9 million.
The internet is wrong.
Let's
see. Pre-2010?
You were bragging
not
about
bad.
Standing on your wallet.
Your who was bragging? Who was standing? Who was bragging about that?
Earlier today.
How
was
I bragging about standing on my wallet? Which is a phrase I've actually never used, by the way.
What's that?
I've never used the phrase standing on my wallet.
If you stood on your wallet, you could look Shaq in the eye?
Yeah, that's a you thing.
That's a funny line.
But when have I ever bragged about standing on my wallet?
All right,
ever.
I pushed that on you.
Yes, see? You're
However,
part of the problem.
Or am I wrong?
You are wrong.
You haven't refuted it. Said, hey,
how
that's
many
not
times,
right.
How many times can you say?
It's really Taco Fall.
Oh, God. I don't know. You know, I liked it better when you were grumpy and irritable, I could poke you.
You brought me back?
I don't know how I did, but you're back. Welcome
you
back. It's
what,
almost 1 o'clock.
Do you know what Google says Christian's net worth is?
I think it's like $8 million or something.
70.
Stop it.
70 million?
Christian Fourier's net worth, $70 million.
Is there another?
Is that
Christian
Fourier?
179 people follow this page on Pinterest.
Oh, you're on Pinterest. There is a website called CelebrityNetWorth.com.
Yeah, I couldn't find that. This is the first thing that popped up.
All right.
Estimated net worth in 2020, $1 to $3 million, but your net worth is apparently $70
million. Wow. Wow, it's good to dream. That'd be nice if it was true.
Everything else is under review.
Under review? Okay. Yeah, I'm doing my taxes right now.
We would
we have to take out a loan.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, this was updated 5 years ago. It says you're 47.
Ooh, I like those dates. I like those years.
Anyway, for the divorced dad,
yeah,
short term, it's a big deal.
I know. See, Billy's playing,
Billy's playing
the hard old role. Oh, I'll tell him to go make a sandwich, get a Tupperware. Says the guy with a loving wife that'll never leave him because of all he provides and all his sex appeal. He's just so sexy. No one's ever going to leave Billy.
It's the voice.
Are you okay?
He's just deflecting because
so sad, you're very, absolutely.
Now
deflecting.
You know
I'm
what it
saying,
is.
So we, I said I would make it. I said I would make the Lunchable myself.
You said it with. You said it with a lot of attitude.
But then I finished it off by saying it's only one kid. I have no excuse not to make.
Well, once you realize that it was a you know kind of a flex on your end.
A flex.
It was kind of a flex. Felt like you were flexing. You know, in the Lanny household. We don't pay extra money for Lunchables. That's a lazy man's trick.
No,
yeah,
the
divorced
dad. The Stav, eat it or Stav, was growing up.
Yeah, that well, was, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But we also grew up with parents who weren't, like, afraid of being shamed or anything like that, you know?
My sister and I were told that all the time.
Yeah, so. I would say that the collective dads of our group would be like, GD Wright, that's exactly there, you know?
Yeah, I used to be like that until, like, I think my kids have broken me. No, they've broken me.
No, I'll tell you what it
no,
is.
No. I used to be the hard-o guy.
You know what I think it is?
Shut up and starve.
You had girls. If you had boys, I think it would be easier for you to be tougher on them, but the other side of you had to come out because you do have to parent girls differently than boys.
That is true, but I would like to get an opinion if my girls think that I'm tough on them.
Oh, of course they do.
I'm going to ask them today. I'm asking them today when I get home. But I think they will say I'm a pushover.
Hold on. Are you going to go in with the pre-programmed answer you want to hear, or will you allow
you
them to speak freely?
You tell me. You tell me how to ask it.
Do it the same way you did that. Just don't no preamble, no anything.
Do
just
you
take
think,
your phone, put it on voice memo.
Okay.
And
on, on a scale of 1 to 10,
how
1 the least, 10
I,
the most, do
dad?
You think I'm a tough parent?
I don't know if I want to hear it.
So,
but the problem is, get the question right the first time.
Okay.
Don't play the game you play with us and everybody else.
See, that's the thing that I'm worried about.
You have to read the question.
Okay, so here it is. Here it is. On a scale of 1 to 10, how difficult am I as a father?
Oh, that's a little rough. Don't use the word difficult.
Well, okay, let's workshop it, okay?
Because you're
come on, give me
tough.
How tough am I as a father?
Yeah,
you as a father?
Yeah, yeah. If you say difficult, you're automatically painting it in
tough
a negative
is the key
light.
Word.
Because I think kids of a certain age, like your 11-year-old might be like, yeah, I don't know. Your older kids will understand the context of what you mean.
Write it on your hand so you remember.
Oh,
I already have something on my hand. I have no more room.
Of course.
We're not going to get to the other story.
By the way, since we teased it, Nevin Shapiro is a former nefarious booster cheater.
Who went to jail.
Who now can do basically whatever he wants, and we'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
There you go. So, hijacked Big Deal.
No,
it's fine.
That's part of Big Deal. That's fine. I appreciate it. So now we have a segment for tomorrow. It's already in the books.
I mean,
put it on the sheet right now.
You've been booking Friday all week.
Oh, I'm done with Friday. I get a guest every hour. I'm good. What my goal is to not talk any hockey with Razor on the
now
show.
Now that's not. I'm gonna
playoffs are only right around the corner. We don't need to know what he thinks.
I'm gonna go hard. I'm gonna do everything other than hockey. Because he's like,
hey,
you know,
Razor, what's your big board? What's your top 100 for the draft?
Yeah.
Hey, Razor, why don't they put Vince Wilfork on skates and put him in net?
Yeah. No, it's hockey. Can't be hockey. That's going to be a hockey discussion. Hey, what do you think about all the right tackles in the draft? What are the top three positions that the Patriots need?
Razor, can we do a segment on Canadian football? I got a lot of questions about the Toronto Argonauts.
I can't hear your accent. Where's your accent? Where'd it go?
Again, all these are... Let me write this down.
You have 4 hours. Can you do it in a Canadian accent the whole time?
We'll use that.
Are you writing on your other hand now?
No, I can't see. I already have my... So funny. I literally do have it on my hand. And it's in code, too, so only I understand it.
Oh, man.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's John in the car. Foyer's 21st Century Eddie Yandelman. Oh, man. And then Dubs, Razor, what's your net worth? Mine's $70 million. Yeah, I said around Lou. See, that's the thing.
Razor's probably got me
Razor,
beat, too, though. Because
Razor
he's, got,
would
he's not divorced. He's got the same wife. His kids are little. Nobody's in college.
Expensive sport, though.
True.
Especially
like,
if they
true.
Say they want to be goaltenders.
So's lacrosse true. And field hockey, though.
True. The most expensive sport probably has got to be goalie, right? Like if you're a parent, and it probably requires
goalie.
It probably also requires the most work at it. It wasn't that funny. Why would you give him credit for that? Why would you give him credit for that?
Because you saying it's the most expensive sport is goalie.
All right. You know what?
Why are you
looking
leaving?
At him having a little hissy fit?
Oh no!
Yeah. You're ganging up
I'm
on me.
I'm taking my ball.
Are you
going home?
Are you
gonna
walk in a circle like I did?
Yeah,
you're gonna punch a wall.
Cool. Follow me. I'm Gresh.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's what I did. I put my hands behind my back and I walked in a circle so I didn't lose my mind.
One host shows up late. One host leaves early.
That is what I did in the office. I was trying to calm him down. I just walked around in a circle.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.